In the name of one God, Father, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. The disciples had every reason to be fearful. Their Lord had just been executed. Their lives were in danger as well. And as we heard on Easter Sunday, the two Marys had told them that the tomb was empty and that Jesus was not there. So much was unknown. The disciples did what the women had asked them. They gathered in Galilee together in hope of seeing the risen Christ. There was much fear and uncertainty in that room. The door was locked for fear of being arrested. And I wonder how long did they sit there together waiting? Were they talking amongst themselves, or were they alone in their own thoughts? All we know from the reading for sure is that they were afraid. So when the resurrected Jesus does appear to all of them for that first time, the first thing Jesus says is, "Peace be with you." He comforts the fear in the room. Then he reveals his wounds to them, and they rejoice. At Easter, we heard from Mark's gospel that the Marys left the empty tomb with terror and amazement, even after the angel that was in the tomb said to them, "Be not alarmed." The angel was calming their fear so that they became more filled with amazement and joy. Jesus does this same thing with the disciples in Galilee. The words, "Peace be with you," soothes the fear, and those who were present were eased. Jesus did not begin their meeting, their gathering together with words like, "Why did you deny me? Why did you abandon me?" They were words of comfort. They who were present and were witnesses then rejoiced. Jesus brings the disciples back together with the words of peace. And this time, he breathes the gift of the Holy Spirit on them. Those who were close to Jesus that day received their Pentecost moment right there in the presence of their Lord. Their fear is no longer overpowering them. The power of the Spirit has entered them and filled them up with strength and energy of spirit and courage. The apostles then are full of the Spirit. They who believed were of one heart and one soul. Our reading from Acts this morning describes that first community of believers, how they came together so that no one was in need. They needed this unity to be strong and to grow in fellowship and to live in unity by supporting one another, because the times ahead for them were going to be hard. The Apostle John in the days to follow overcame his fear and continued to preach and teach in the temple there in Jerusalem, along with Peter. He proclaimed the risen Christ, even when threatened and told not to do so. And in his first letter to the new faithful, he continues to do the same thing. He testifies that he was a first-hand witness to the risen Christ. He was courageous and overcame his fear and the threats on his life and continued to preach the word. The word of forgiveness. Forgiveness of sins and God's saving grace through Jesus Christ. John is comforting us with this letter as he writes, when we sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, who is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is John's version of peace be with you. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. This was his response at his intimate encounter with the disciple Thomas. Thomas was not present at the first gathering of the disciples when the risen Christ had first appeared. He was told afterwards, for whatever reason, he was not there. So his fear was still in his heart. It was lingering in him. And he also may have become bitter when hearing this, because he was not there. He missed out. So Thomas was to do his own fact check. He had to see for himself. He wants to experience what the others had already achieved and were rejoicing about. The first disciples had already seen Jesus' hands and his side and rejoiced and believed. Thomas wanted that same moment. And when Jesus again appears before his disciples, he invites Thomas to come close. Again, no words of judgment, but peace be with you, he says to again for the benefit of Thomas. And Thomas does lay his hands on the risen Christ. Thomas sees and Thomas rejoices. Jesus does follow up again saying, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. And this will be scripture we will hear, we have heard in our lifetimes many times. John goes on to say in his first letter, we declare to you that we have seen and heard so that you also may live with us in fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. There is joy in our believing. Our fear is soothed. Peace be with you. Let the calm of these words settle over you this day and any time when you need to hear it. So what is our greeting of peace? When we greet someone do we offer a sense of God's peace first? We do this at worship. We begin with, "The Lord be with you." And we set aside a moment during our service for the peace, where we turn to each other and say, "God's peace. Peace be with you." And it comes right after, not during the season of Easter, but it comes right after confession, when we open up to each other that, yes, we are sinful, and we rejoice in that we have the peace of our advocate in Jesus Christ. "The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you." And when we begin to pray at other times, we collect each other by saying, "The Lord be with you." Let us pray. This is our echo of Jesus' comforting words. And again, what is your echo? I have a good friend, his name is Jeff, and I think I've told some of you about this friend of mine before. But I noticed after he retired, his mood and his attitude had a change. And he would always greet us and me as, "Hello, my friend." And I mentioned this because this wasn't just because he couldn't remember our names, it's because we were his friend. He considered us his friend. And I look back on some of not just our face-to-face interactions, but also in his emails and his texts. He never forgot to put "my friend." And so I thank Jeff for his echo of comforting words. "Good to see you, my friend." We need more encounters like that. We need more first encounters that begin with peace, with family and friends, with those we don't like, with people we don't agree with, even with those of us who haven't seen Christ yet and who don't believe yet. Begin with peace. Because our Lord says to all, those who believe and to those who have yet come to believe, peace. So we believe that Jesus is the Messiah. We do believe he is the Son of God. And that through this belief, we have life in his name.